SOP 154, we're talking about a free resource for background music, and we've got Fred Castaneda from The Struggling Entrepreneur talking about the Wizard Player live from the floor of the New Media Expo.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Welcome aboard. I am your personal podcast coach. Thanks for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. If you want to learn more, simply go out to our website, schoolofpodcasting.com, where now for another 9 days, you can save 20% off using the coupon code BTS. That stands for Back to School. Check it out at theschoolofpodcasting.com. You can, any comments, anything you'd like to talk about, you can call in on our toll-free number, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com at 888-563-3228. I heard another show today, I think it was the Startup Bizcast, that they were using a free, you know, voicemail number. They forgot to call themselves, and they lost it. So now they have, you know, a whole back catalog of shows with a phone number that doesn't exist anymore. That's why I use podcastvoicemail.com. And our email is schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. And what I'm going to talk about today is music for your podcast. And then we're going to have Fred Castaneda from The Struggling Entrepreneur. He has an interview with the guys from Libsyn, Dave Menasuedo, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. I always mispronounce that. So, Dave, if I butchered your last name, I apologize. Fred gets it right. We'll be hearing that shortly. But let me give you an example here. I'm going to switch the background music here to some kind of... this is called Lord Make Us Funky by Jimmy Bratcher. Now, this is available at the PodSafe Music Network. There's no talking in it. It's an instrumental. And Tim Sullivan does... He's a member of the School of Podcasting. He does a show called The Selling Geek at sellinggeek.com. And I always hear Tim say at the end of the show, the music is provided by the PodSafe Music Network. And I always think, well, that's odd. He doesn't mention the artist. Because being a musician myself, I always go in and give a little plug to the artist. In this case, it's Jimmy Bratcher. You can find him at jimmiebratcher.com. And I'll have a link to that out in the show notes. And you can also typically go in and report that it's been played. And I always do that. And again, maybe it's because I'm a musician. And the fact that I'm not paying for this music, I can get it for free. And that's what I basically want to point out. If you're looking for music for your podcast, apparently that part is optional. And so this could actually be your theme song. Now, that's the only downside of getting music from a place like this is the fact that, well, somebody else could use this exact same song as their theme song. But on the other hand, it's free. Now, if you do decide that you want to report you're playing this song in the PodSafe Music Network, it's very easy. When you go to add this to your playlist, just hit the add button like 50 times. And then you just log into your account and just say that I report that it's been played, and that'll push that artist up the charts of the PodSafe Music Network. So there are all sorts of places where you can get, you know, music for backgrounds, music for your theme song, sites like sounddogs.com, soundrangers.com. But if you're looking for free, go over, check it out. There are a bunch of terms and conditions, but I saw nowhere in there where it said you have to say who the artist is. You only have to say that it's from the PodSafe Music Network. Now, if you know something different, please let me know. Let me know where you found it, because I just kind of scoured their website, and I didn't see anything like that. So that is an optional part. And as a musician, I kind of am bummed out about that, but it does make it easier for the podcast. Now, the other thing I want to point out, is if you find a musician, there's a very popular website called CD Baby, and they actually have a affiliate program. Now, what that means is you can link to one of their artists, and if somebody buys that CD from your link, and that link kind of identifies that it's coming from you, that you can actually earn a commission. And as I log in right now, I've had a CD Baby affiliate link. I've been using these for probably 3 years, and over those 3 years, I've earned a total of $257. And so if we do the math here, 257 divided by 3 is $85 a year. Divide that by 12, and $7 a month. So I could pay for my hosting by putting a link to the artist in my show notes. And the great thing about that is many times, I'm never quite understand why this happens, is you can see what albums people have purchased at CD Baby, and many times it's not the artist that I'm talking about. So apparently people go over there, they shop around, and buy something else. I don't care, I still get the dollar commission per CD. So that's another reason why you might want to link to the CD Baby. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make, is if you have two songs and you're like, I'm not sure which one I should use for my theme song, go over to CD Baby and do a search for the artist. And if they do, every artist there has an affiliate program for their album. Just go to partners.cdbaby.com. All right, next up we have live from the expo floor. This is Fred Castaneda from the Struggling Entrepreneur podcast at strugglingentrepreneur.com and gaincontroloftyourday.com. If you're a regular listener, you hear Fred a lot on this show. He's, I think Fred walks around with his Zoom H2 recorder 24/7. He's a great guy and a big fan of the School of Podcasting, been a member of the School of Podcasting, and I've also done some work for him on my podcast FastPass site. And he was nice enough when he was out at the expo to do some interviews, and he's been nice enough to share them. And so if you're a podcaster, a video podcaster especially, one of the great things that happened at the expo was Wizard Media put out a new player, and Fred flagged down one of the guys from Wizard to explain it.
Hi, this is Fred Castaneda speaking from the exhibit show floor of the New Media Expo here in Las Vegas. And we're speaking here with Dave Mansueto from Wizard Media. Dave, now, I spoke to Rob Walsh earlier, and he told us that you had an exciting new product, or an exciting new feature, which was the player. So can you give us tell us all about it and give me a demo as well?
Sure. It's a standalone player. It's a flash player, and that's all it is, a very simple flash player. All you need to do to get started is have an RSS 2.0 feed. We're assuming you've got a feed. If you're in iTunes, you've got a feed with H.264 video on it. That's all you need to get set up. So you go to tools.wizard.tv.
Tools.wizard.tv.
That's right. You enter your RSS feed.
Okay.
And we verify it's you, but then pretty much we give us an hour, we populate the whole system, and when you log back in, we've got a player ready for you to use. And it's really tailored for video podcasters. It has, you know, all the links for the RSS feeds. It has all the share links you would want, including Twitter, so your audience can Twitter out about what they're watching.
So the player that you have right now is available for anyone who wants to come use it, whether they're a Libsyn customer or not, and it provides a feature for the content creators of video, correct?
Yep.
Okay, can you walk us through how someone would go about getting to use it? Let's say I create my audio and video content, host it on Libsyn, then I say, now I want to use this tool.
Yep.
Tell us how I as a Libsyn user, would go about using it.
So as a Libsyn user, you would just go to tools.wizard.tv.
Okay.
You create an account. It's just going to ask you to input your RSS feed that Libsyn creates for you.
Okay.
So pretty much you pop that in there. It sends a confirmation email to confirm that you are indeed the RSS feed holder.
Right.
So you don't hijack somebody else's content. And then we tell you to check back in. We send you an email when all of the show has been imported. So we go out, we read your feed, we pull all the information in, all the data, we make thumbnails. This is an H.264 video player, taking advantage of the new version of Flash.
Right.
But we also create Flash FLV files in the instance that the user either is on a slow connection or doesn't have the latest Flash.
So you got Flash download, right? Flash progressive download files,
yep,
that you create on the fly
if needed. Otherwise, we serve the straight H.264 file.
Okay.
Because I mean, that's the ability now. Use the same file that goes to iTunes and iPods, you can now use in our player. And what happens, it's kind of cool, we do a bandwidth test when the player loads, and if your connection speed's fast enough and we see you've got the latest version of Flash, we're going to give you that high quality iPod video file. But our player actually supports HD as well. So if you give us an HD feed, our player can support that. But not only that, we're announcing a partnership with TubeMogul, who's here too at the expo. And so we're checking your feed every hour.
Okay, and you're promoting it to TubeMogul.
Exactly.
And if you right now, let's say I have 8 accounts on TubeMogul.
Mm-hmm.
I have Yahoo Video, I have Google Video, I have Blip, I have MetaCafe, and of course I have YouTube and a couple others. So you then send it to TubeMogul, and it will be able to take my content and promote it to those 8 sites I have accounts with.
Yep, we can connect our account, those accounts together from within the tool system. So because we're checking your feed like every hour, or you can ping us to speed that up, if we see that you've published a new episode to Libsyn or some other publishing system for podcasts, we automatically repopulate all your Flash players, we add the new episode to our system, but then we pass it over to TubeMogul. Because we set up a relationship there. So it's all automatic. Really, we want to get you to one upload. So all you're doing is uploading once.
And promoting many times.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, what kind of interface? So this is for, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is really geared for the podcaster who doesn't have video content promoted yet, wants a player to go to play that content,
mm-hmm.
and also point people to that player for the content, and wants to promote content via the player to other sites.
Yeah, but we're really making a play for, previously we came to this from podcasting, from RSS, iTunes, heavy distribution. We're really making a play to get into, I don't want to say streaming, but progressive download online content. So this is our play, and we think if we take everything we've learned and loved about RSS media and make sure that we, at the heart, this is an RSS media player. It's about being sticky. It's not just about getting one clip up. So by starting there as the kernel of how to design this thing, we think we're making a better player for the serious content producer. And furthermore, we have a skinning system involved here. So our API is not yet available, but every element in the player is skinnable. Every play button, every animation. So this is really for somebody serious who wants to control their brand and make sure that their audience gets as sticky experience as possible.
Right, full customization is what it sounds like, especially if you did that based on module by module.
Yep.
Can you mix audio in case they wanted to put in some podcasts that are very important there?
Yeah, you can. Our player is totally compatible with audio. You can have feeds that are both audio and video.
So you can have like one or two of those thumbnails be audio podcasts that are high-rated, high-ranked.
Yep. But, okay. I mean, to be truthful, there may be better solutions there right now, but we're working towards behind the scenes. We also have our audio player in development.
Oh, good.
Right now, the plumbing is there.
Did you hear that, podcasters? There's an audio player coming from Wizard.
We released one 3 years ago,
right.
And since then, everyone else has done a lot better than us. So, we're gonna take this opportunity with our new Flash technology and our new engine that does all this transcoding to really see if we can produce something, again, that is as sticky as possible. So I'm going to bring up the player configuration. That's probably the first place you should go, is to check out the players. And when you start, we give you two, a showcase player and a viral embed player. The showcase player is a big player. The viral embed player is a smaller player. You can configure as many players as you want. You can have a big one, a small one, one that downloads, one that doesn't download, one that has share, one that doesn't have share.
So you have both a full screen player and an embeddable player.
Exactly.
And
so,
but they're stretchable to any size, right?
Oh, any size, yeah.
Good.
So, there's basic controls here as far as configuring them, but let me walk you a little bit through the simple play interface. You can see here it's testing the bandwidth connection.
Right.
It sees that I have the latest version of Flash and that the connection's fast enough, so it's going to serve me up full quality iPod video. Looking at Tiki Bar here, but now we're going to look at the menu system. Standard fare, you get full episodes, you can get to the whole entire catalog. The subscribe options are there for RSS and iTunes, and we'll have Zune and Miro and all the major players there as well.
Okay.
The share, email, embed, and again, I mentioned Twitter. So,
yeah, so you could send somebody a tweet and telling them, here's the link for
Bingo.
This particular video, go watch it.
And again, to reinforce that our links are set by you. So at first we set them to whatever your feed says. You can override those. A lot of users build their pages on Ning or WordPress or whatever. They want to drive the traffic back to their pages so they can control their audiences. So we absolutely want to enable that. Information you can download. But all of these buttons are configurable to turn off. So you can go in there and say, you're running a campaign that perhaps your advertiser doesn't want the thing shared, or maybe you just don't want to share it. You want to, for this one episode, you want to direct people to your page because you're having some sort of a promotion or maybe a chat contest. Well, turn off the share buttons or turn off the downloads. I'm showing you the skinning system here. To launch, we've got a very basic skin, and it comes in candy colors. And you're seeing that here, that I just switched the gray to an orange.
Right.
See that the buttons,
so you can customize the colors on the screen and be able to do the tweaking and the changing. I see that right now.
But as I mentioned, there's an API coming where there's full skinnability, and that's not available just yet. But, you know, as you can see here, we've got a completely different look. The playhead is a star. The status bar loading is a gradient look. The menu buttons have custom icons. You've seen an acorn here, and right. In the case there's a wine glass for or a martini glass for Tiki Bar, and little stars that pop up.
Right now,
and I'm showing you the distribution tab here and the way that it works.
Oh, he's got the distribution tab, and it says,
yeah, it's got YouTube, Vimeo, Vio, Blip, Brightco, Bremer, and this is all via our friends Tube Mogul.
Right, you've got all the Tube Mogul accounts listed here as thumbnails, but you can go directly to Tube Mogul itself, or you can go directly to any of these, right?
Well, we have it set up so that you click here to associate your account with Tube Mogul, and it's a little bit, we're going to work to make this a lot smoother, but within the tools page, you can associate your account, or you can create a new Tube Mogul account. Once you've set up the relationship, we're automatically sending your new, anytime you publish an episode, it's going to go over to Tube Mogul automatically.
Now, we're going to, what I would like to do, you're familiar with David Jackson, the School of Podcasting?
Yes.
Okay, what I would like to do is take this demonstration and walkthrough of what it is, how it works, the benefits, and some of the interface for this particular player, and give it to Dave so that he can promote it on School of Podcasting.
Would love that.
He always likes demos, and he likes people to give the details of what's going on.
We've always liked Dave.
Okay. So anyway, Dave Jackson, if you're hearing me at this point in time, we're going to give this over to you for the School of Podcasting so you can tell your users who didn't get a chance to come here to the expo what this new player is all about and how it can benefit the podcaster who wants to go from audio to video or is already in video but wants to be able to promote it to Tube Mogul in a one-click approach.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Okay, and so from the New Media Expo show floor of the exhibit hall, we have Dave Mansueto from Wizard Media. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
and if
much.
You see if you see our partner in crime, Mr. Rob Walsh, tell him that he is one of the top five that we picked in our walkthrough for the show. We have our top five picks at the expo at the very end, and so this is one of them.
Fantastic.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fred.
All right, thank you very much, Fred. If you want to hear all of Fred's interviews from the expo, he actually did, like he said, a post about the top five tools. Go over to strugglingentrepreneur.com. They were talking about media players, and I think my favorite right now in terms of a pop-up player, and again, I don't know how they handle video, but for audio, I love the Blueberry player. The one that clicks and it gives you all the show links, things like that. So I will have to go and play with the Wizard Media Player and see how that works. Very, very interesting stuff. And you can actually, they mentioned there you can do audio, video, and really all you do is you put your RSS feed in. They send you an email to confirm it's you. Then they populate it. And from there, you know, you go in and make your players, everything's skinnable, just like they said. So very interesting stuff. Now, in the future, some things, if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, you probably got my students-only podcast. I'm getting ready to launch a new podcast, and I kind of gave a behind-the-scenes of everything I did in terms of planning it, how I picked my topic, how I picked my name, how I picked my theme music you heard today from the PodSafe Music Network. And if you are thinking of starting a podcast, I do have a website, planningyourpodcast.com. You can go over there and have a little miniature course that walks you through some of that process. And that's free, again, over at planningyourpodcast.com. Also want to mention learntosubscribe.com. If you want to put a link on your website, if people don't know how to subscribe to a podcast, you can put a link there. And also, if you're looking for some podcast promotion, we have a banner rotation system at podcastclicks.com. And that's free to the members of the School of Podcasting. But if you're not a member, that's all right. We don't exclude you. It's just $10 a year. Yeah, that's right. $10. That's $20 a year, isn't it? Damn it.